Show me your faith. What is faith? Faith means to have a trust or confidence in someone or something. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. But through God's eyes, faith without works is dead." Basically, in a nutshell, you can't have one without the other. What is works? Works is to put something into practice, to do something, whether it's verbal or physical. See, we may have a perfect attendance at the meetings, classes, study weeks, and be a very faithful person in the truth, which is great. But on the other side of the coin, when we're at work or school, and people say, "Hey, Fozzie, I heard you're a crisp potato chip, and you're going to a study week to learn about the Bible. Is that true, mate?" It's very easy to be like the Apostle Peter and deny that we have any attachments to Christ and say, "Well, we're going to the five-star water skiing resort at Rathmines, which overlooks the water, and it'll be heaps of fun." By saying those things, you're selfishly keeping the truth to ourselves and not letting other people have the hope like we do. And it also hurts God. It says in James 2 verse 24, "You see, a man is justified by his works and not just by faith." See, when we're at work or school, it can be very hard to stand up for what we believe in. We might feel embarrassed, different, and people can make fun of us. But God says in James, if you lack faith, ask God. And in Matthew says, "Ask and it shall be given to you." He knows our nature and that we crumble so easy at times. He'll help us and give us the strength to say, "Well, yes, I am a Christadelphian, and I'm going to a study week to learn about the Hebrews and God's plan and purpose with the earth." They might look at you as if you're a two-headed alien, but you feel good once you've let it out, and through God's eyes, he's very proud of you. And those few words can mean so much to him. And what happened to me, a work friend who I just met said, "Ha, we have study weeks as well." He was a Seventh-day Adventist. We both laughed and smiled, and from that day on, we always had lunch together and discussed the Bible. We were both struggling through personal problems at that time and found it hard to focus and have enthusiasm towards the gospel and see God's motives behind our trials in life. But we used to talk about a man called Job and reflect upon his life and lessons that he learned. And whenever we talked about his life, the rainy days seemed to turn sunny. See, Job was a very wealthy man. In those days, if you were wealthy, they believed that God blessed you. But if you were poor, he didn't. Job had thousands of sheep, cattle, servants, and 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he had a big house with lots of land. Job had his faith in God and made him his number one focus in life. So God used Job as a tool to teach the people in the land and even Job a few lessons. All his livestock got burnt up by lightning from the heavens sent from God. His servants got killed. A big gust of wind came and blew down his house, killing his 7 sons and 3 daughters. Then he got struck with painful boils from head to toe. He was left with nothing. He suffered so much in such a small time. But what did Job do? He shaved his head and fell naked to the ground and said, "The Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And over time, his friends and even his own wife said to curse God and die. How would you feel? The temptation would have been overwhelming for him. But Job knew his life was in God's hands. But Job's works were, he stood up for God and said to his friends and his wife that they spoke foolish words. What God has given us, he has the right to take away at any time, and we must believe it's in our best interest, even look at it as a gift. See, he never doubted God's motives. And in the end of Job's life, God was pleased and gave him back twice as much as before. He had 7 good sons and 3 beautiful daughters, and he grew closer to God. And even Job says, "But now my eyes see you." And to grow closer to God, That's worth way more than gold, cattle, or money. What can we learn from Job's life? See, through our life, we must put faith and works into practice every day, making decisions amongst ourselves. For example, if a friend says, "What am I doing on Sunday mornings or holidays?" What is my reply? Do I act in a Christ-like way at work? Or just blending with everyone else? Do people know that you're a Christadelphian and preach the gospel and go to study weeks? Or do you hide behind a mask? When chatting amongst friends at work or school and an opportunity arises, do you talk about the truth? Or who's going to marry Jennifer Lopez this year? These few things play such a big role towards our spiritual development. We really have to take a look at ourselves and find out, are we living according to God's will or our own? I was counting down the days to this study week. Finally, Saturday came. We all got in our cars and drove up here. We were all talking about other study weeks and how much fun this one will be. As I could see the Bible school gates and the millions of cars parked out the front, I was like a dog wagging my tail, thinking of all the fun that we're going to have, catching up with old and meeting new friends. And as I got my suitcase out of the car and walked towards the Bible school gates, I could see Nick and Dave kicking the ball around. And I thought to myself, I finally made it up here after that long journey. And I'll be a part of that soon. As I approached the gates, I got this really bad thought that came across my mind that made me feel sick in my stomach. Imagine walking to the gates and it was locked. You can see all your brothers and sisters and friends inside, but there is no way of getting in. And I said, "Hello," to the welcoming brother. "Can you let me in, please?" And the brother said, "I'm sorry. I don't know you. It's me, Fozzie, from Cabramatta. You know, it's where Jimmy and Pico. You've met me before." And the brother said, "Oh, I know those guys. They're inside. But I'm sorry, I've never seen you before in my life." And I could see all the guys looking at me from inside, not knowing what to say or do. And the brother said, "Can you please step aside? There are other people coming through." So I had to turn my back to everyone and say goodbye and get in my car to drive home, trying to figure out, why didn't I get in? How would one of you feel missing out on this study week? You'd feel lonely and horrible because all your friends are here and you'd be missing out. Imagine missing out on the kingdom. And Christ looks at us face to face at judgment and says, "I'm sorry, I don't know you." Could you put a word to describe that feeling or an emotion? I don't like sugarcoating things because it's reality. That's what God expects of us. Faith without works is dead. Tonight, we have to take a look at ourselves. If we are lacking in faith or works, we must pray and ask God's guidance to strengthen our weaknesses. And I'd like to finish by showing you this. It's a truck. And I've spent a lot of time working on these things, being a mechanic, and I've learned a few lessons. I'm pretty sure you're going to see one of these when you're travelling home or going down the road of your school. Keep this in mind every time you see them. See, this truck is designed with a 600 horsepower engine, and it has a crane mounted on its back to assist loading of cargo. But its main purpose in life is to pull one of these. It's a trailer. See, you can carry food, cargo, things that will earn the company money and be profitable. But these two objects are very expensive. By themselves, they're useless. See, the trailer hasn't got a steering wheel or an engine. It can't go anywhere. But on the other hand, the truck does. But you can't load the truck with cargo because there's no room to put it. So by putting them together, they become a useful tool which will earn the company money and keep the business running. Basically, what I'm trying to get at is a truck without a trailer is useless. Works without faith, and faith without works is useless. Tonight, just before you go to bed, I'd like you all to read one verse. That's Proverbs 30, verse 5. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Thank you.